The Homer icon Alice's Champagne Palace had its grand opening under new owners Friday. The classic bar and eatery was packed from opening to closing. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver stopped by to check out the new Alice's and has more.
It's standing room only at Alice's Champagne Palace. The room is buzzing with chatter, the dance floor is full, and the band, Blues Troller, is center stage.
I think everybody's just really happy it's open.
Jim House was a fan of the old Alice's, and like many people in town, was sad when it shut its doors earlier this year.
You know, I've only been here for 3 years, but I had heard that it had opened and closed numerous times in the past. And when it had closed, it, you know, came as no surprise to a lot of people. But for a lot of people that came in here and, you know, pretty decent food, a pretty good medium place to go, you know, it's kind of like, oh, wow, they're not going to be there anymore. So, yeah, a little bit of a hit to the community.
That's why he came on this opening night. He wanted to check out the new look and feel of Homer's living room. For months, the community didn't know what was going to happen to this town staple. Would it be closed for years? Be torn down? Then came Dr. Todd Bowling, his wife Beth, and friend Matt North. They bought Alice's, got it licensed, hired a full staff, and renovated, fixed, and spiffed up the old building. North spent most of the night tending bar, mixing drinks, doing dishes, making sure everything was running smoothly. I caught him on a mad dash into the dining room. He says he's very excited to see the turnout and support.
We're very happy to finally see the end of the construction and get ready to start having beer and food.
One member of the new staff is executive chef Ryan Lee. He describes Alice's new menu as wholesome bar food. He says he's not trying to reinvent the wheel, just make it better.
We're serving chicken wings. We have french fries, onion rings, chicken tenders. I mean, we have all the stuff, but we're making our buns from scratch, our pretzels from scratch, our desserts from scratch. We make our ice cream. You know, all our sauces are made. We're not just dumping something out of a can. And so not trying to change the whole scope of bar food, just trying to make it really good.
And he's pretty happy about the feedback he's been getting all night long. The menu seems to be going over well, and Lee says he's glad to finally test drive it with customers.
Really awesome from a chef point of view, where there's a lot of work that goes into a lot of preparation, a lot of people building the whole menu, and then to be able to execute it, have everything go pretty smooth. I mean, not perfect, but this is night one, you know, and we had a full house since we opened the door, and that's awesome.
Lee says his kitchen will be supporting local growers and producers as much as possible. For that reason, he says people can expect to see the menu change with the seasons. The seafood is locally caught and harvested, so when mussels bed down for the winter across the bay, they'll do the same in the kitchen. He says Homer tends to be supportive of locally sourced products.
Where if people know that you are supporting local, there'll be people showing up at the back door selling potatoes and selling carrots, and in the summer, all the beautiful greens and edible flowers, and I mean, that's what makes Homer so cool.
There is one more change that I kept hearing about all night long. To find out for myself, I headed into the ladies' commode. That's where I found Marilyn Parrott. She and the other women inside were very pleased with what they considered a marked improvement over the old ways.
Well, back in the day, the women's bathrooms were almost like men's urinals. We did have a partition, but, you know, it was very friendly. And luckily, we're a close-knit community because it made it work. And then we stepped up to curtains, and that was amazing. There was like this privacy that we had never known before. And now, oh my God, we have two sinks, we have doors, it's amazing. It's just insane. It's beautiful, it's so clean and so fresh and so new, and we love it.
And that seemed to be the theme of the night. It's got the charm of the old Alice's, but where it counts, it's new and improved. And judging by the turnout opening night, it's here to stay. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.